Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WBIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. Union Pacific's Big Boy 4014 made a big splash when it arrived in Scranton for the longest stop on its cross-country tour. WBIA's resident rail fan, Roger Dupuis, got a true behind-the-scenes look as the steam locomotive made its way to NEPA, and now he's disembarked just in time to tell us about it. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. I survived the ladder. Do you know about the ladder?
Yes, we've spoken about the ladder, and we'll get into that a little bit, I think.
Yes.
So let's start right off. Mm-hmm. Let's tell us about your trip on the Big Boy.
Okay, so we had a team of WBIA news people who went up to Sarah, Pennsylvania on the Friday before Big Boy arrived here in our region, and we had a cab ride in the, you know, sort of the control center of this massive locomotive from Sarah to Owego, New York, and it was about 2 hours, give or take.
So 2 hours, probably, I think you were the only media from around here who got the chance to do this,
My knowledge, and we were certainly the only media on that trip, right? So we reached out to Union Pacific quite early after finding out that the locomotive was coming here, and we asked about getting on board, and we were persistent, and then it paid off.
Okay, so what did you get to do? What did you get to see? And
the short answer, we stood there. yes, but what we got to see was, so we got to stand there. You couldn't talk to the engineer and the crew while the train was in operation, but we certainly got to see how it works and hear it. It was loud, it was hot, but it was amazing to see this massive piece of equipment in operation and to watch the countryside roll by beside us. We never got more than about 35 miles an hour, but at times it felt so fast because it's so loud and so big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We talked about this being a big deal when it was initially announced, right?
Yes.
But were you surprised at all actually experiencing from behind the scenes, really, the response that the train was getting?
I wasn't. But it was quite massive. And so, listen, as you mentioned, I'm a rail fan, so I sort of knew instinctively that this was going to be a big deal, right? But to see the crowd. So when we got to Owego, New York at the end of our cab ride, the crowd was 15 or 20 people deep. And all along the tracks, and they were cheering this train as if it were a rock star or a politician, a president or a king, right? And the sheer number of people, then the crowd control that was necessary. And you saw that all up and down the line, everywhere it's gone throughout the country, including when it got here into our region the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it getting into our region. The crowds have been crazy.
They have. So our colleague, Kat Bolas, went out to Steamtown and the first day that it was displayed there, and the waits were hours long and they stretched all the way back, you know, well outside of Steamtown. But people, I think, were very happy to do that, and it was worth the wait for a lot of people. I mean, we were just hearing these rave reviews from people, you know, adults and children who couldn't believe the size of it and they were excited to see it. And there's this sort of celebrity engineer, Ed Dickens, right, who you may have heard about from the Union Pacific, who was instrumental in getting the thing restored. And he's like a rock star. People wanted this man's autograph.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was really kind of like going to a show.
Okay. So the Big Boy is going to be at Steamtown National Historic Site until June 30th.
June 30th, right.
It's already making quite an economic impact. So what are some of the people you've spoken to thinking will be the end result?
Right. So before it even got here, the week before it got here, a couple days before it arrived, I talked to Kurt Camoni from the Visitors Bureau in Lackawanna County, and he was saying that they already had an estimated 2,000 hotel rooms booked.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it was on display at Steamtown, I talked to Bob Durkin from the Greater Scranton Chamber, and he was estimating that over the course of the Big Boy's visit, it could generate potentially up to $15 to $20 million in direct and indirect economic development for, you know, sort of money spent here in the region as a result of the visit.
Okay, so we only have about 30 seconds left.
Okay.
What's next for the Big Boy?
It will be leaving our region, so I think a lot of people will want to chase it on July 1st. That's when it takes off, headed basically south. It will go again. It will travel again through Luzerne and Carbon counties and a bit of Schuylkill County, possibly, on its way eventually to Philadelphia, where it's going to spend the 4th of July.
All right. Well, Roger, thank you very much for your coverage, and we're glad you survived and had quite a day.
The 8-foot ladder. Yes, we did. Thanks, Sarah.